The fact is, the work of journalists in the preamble of our Protection of State Information Bill is recognized. There is a very clear reference to Section 32 of our Constitution, which talks to the right to information, right to receive. And what has been done in this particular piece of legislation, we have made sure that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights is taken on board and is acknowledged. And Article 19, which gives grounds on how you can restrict, which rhymes with Section 36 of our Constitution, has been recognized. The fact of the matter is that we have said in the Protection of State Information Bill that the lifeblood, the oxygen that drives our democracy is free flow of information. We are saying, however, there is sensitive information that should not be allowed to be branded about willy-nilly without consequences. But anyone who abuses the system of classification for hiding embarrassment, administrative error, corruption, criminal activities, those people must be taken to task. There is a penalty that is introduced for those who do that, but equally there are penalties for those who, without a just cause, do not protect information they need to protect. These theoretical threats that people are referring to about works of journalists are unfounded. Why do we say that? First, we say if anybody gets information that is classified and is not aware that the information is classified, and gets to be aware that that information is classified but has not been availed through the correct processes, should bring that information to the attention of the police or the agency.